Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, here by the Southern District of New York Courthouse. We're at the back entrance where the cavalcade of Trump convoy trucks are. Trucks, cars, police. And so it's on. Carroll versus Trump. It's been a hiatus. Tuesday, New Hampshire primary. Wednesday, there are things of COVID. And we've written a story this morning about things our sources have told us how they're going to do it today. Distancing, even possibly in different rooms, which seems strange given that you want to assess the credibility of the witnesses. But we'll go in. You can find that. We put more details on it, both on Substack and on X for subscribers. So be looking for that feed coming very soon. We're also covering today the sentencing of Mark Scott, the money launderer of OneCoin cryptocurrency fraud. Now, we pushed as hard as we could to get his stuff unsealed, as we did with Greenwood. There's a lot of secrecy in this case. And in this case, although we are getting supposedly an Exhibit C-11 to be filed the day after the sentencing, apparently Mark Scott is allowed to keep the identity of not just of his clients. That's fine. We're not ruffling through a lawyer's client book. But if your clients are going to write letters of support for you to get a low sentence, they got to give their names. I don't know how there can be anonymous sentencing letters. I just don't. Anonymous or identity sealed. It's a judicial document in any event. We're also in the Honduras case of JOH. We have filed in the docket the request to have his financial affidavit unsealed, as happened with Tigre Bonilla, as happened with Michael Avenatti. There's no reason that Juan Hernandez is not treated the same. Yesterday, we covered the Iran case of Mediev and Amarov. Amarov was the only one in court. Where is Mediev? Good question. Amarov only has to have an Uzbekistani, Azerbaijani translator. That's why it's been delayed. The judge seems to want to push the case forward, but without an Azerbaijani translator or interpreter, it's hard to do. There also is the matter of CP on his phone. So we're covering that, and we've asked the UN about both of those issues, Honduras and Antonio Guterres' shameful propping up of Juan Antonio Hernandez's second election, and also Iran, which the UN has a very ambiguous relationship with. And the funny thing is that we have no answer at all. The UN refuses to answer basic questions about its relation with those two and many other countries. We also wrote to this man, Ian Phillips. He's the head of the News and Media Division. He says in his profile that his focus is particularly on press freedom. Well, we'll see. Inner City Press, we continue.